There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. 2 years after the Hamas attacks on Israel, the United Kingdom Jewish community is preparing a large-scale vigil on Sunday, the 5th of October, to honor victims and demand the release of hostages still held in Gaza. Nearly 30 organizations, including the Board of Deputies, Jewish Leadership Council, UJIA, and the Hostages and Missing Families Forum UK, will join together in solidarity. The gathering will unite Jewish groups and allies in remembrance, resilience, and a call for justice and freedom. Meanwhile, Bahrain took a fresh step in rebuilding ties with Israel yesterday as Foreign Minister Abdullatif bin Rashid Al-Zayani formally received the credentials of Israel's new ambassador, Shmuel Rebel. Relations between the two states cooled after Hamas's October 7, 2023 massacre, which Bahrain's crown prince condemned while later recalling its own envoy in support of the Palestinians. The move reflects Bahrain's balancing act, acknowledging solidarity with Palestinians while keeping open its strategic partnership with Israel. Belgium's Prime Minister Bart De Wever has publicly reaffirmed his country's solidarity with Europe's Jewish community amid growing anti-Semitism and tensions over Israel. During a visit to Berlin's Holocaust Memorial, De Wever paid tribute to Holocaust victims, writing that Jews will always have a home in Europe. Rabbi Menachem Magolan of the European Jewish Association praised De Wever's leadership, calling his words a vital message of reassurance and responsibility for Europe's Jews. The Library of Congress has named Jewish author Geraldine Brooks, Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist and former Wall Street Journal correspondent, the 2025 recipient of its prestigious prize for American fiction. Brooks, who frequently draws on Jewish history for inspiration, is best known for her books March and People of the Book, centered on the Sarajevo Haggadah. Brooks called the award an honor that links her writing to America's enduring tradition of free expression and truth. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines. The Combat Anti-Semitism Movement has launched Report It, a mobile app enabling users worldwide to securely and anonymously report anti-Semitic incidents. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Sahar described his meeting yesterday with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio as very good, reaffirming America's commitment to Israel's security. Australian intelligence has now clearly linked funding for arsonists who attacked a Melbourne synagogue to Iran. The Beverly Hills Unified School District will raise Israeli flags across all campuses during Jewish Heritage Month beginning next year. British punk rap duo Bob Villain sparked controversy during a festival in Spain when lead singer Bobby Villain expressed support for armed resistance against the IDF, the NYPD, and London police. Microsoft has fired two employees after they staged a sit-in at the company's president's office protesting alleged Israeli ties. And finally, in Jerusalem, Jewish immigrant entrepreneurs are proving that resilience and determination can overcome even the harshest challenges. Despite the strains of war, economic hurdles, and the complexities of Aliyah, Olam-owned businesses are flourishing. From Diana Shapira's infused JLM bakery near Mahane Yuda Market, Stephanie and Brandon's Power Coffee Works, and Yoni van Leeuwen's Crave Restaurant, each venture blends cultural heritage, innovation, and gathering places which uplift Israeli society. Supported by organizations like Nefesh Benefesh, nearly 100,000 Olam have built thriving new lives, embodying Jewish perseverance during challenging times whilst enriching Israel's social and cultural fabric. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.